Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Last time, we looked at how the character-shaping effect of God's wisdom protects the young son. Today, we study how this includes guarding him against deceptive teachings. Proverbs 2, verses 12 to 15, reading from the ESV. Delivering you from the way of evil, from men of perverted speech, who forsake the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perverseness of evil, men whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways. God has saved his people from many dangers, from slavery in Egypt, from the overwhelming forces of the Philistines and their allies, from exile. God's wisdom can also save the young son by nurturing in him the moral and ethical character which will safeguard him from being deceived. Evil always distorts goodness. A good teaching enlightens, purifies, and strengthens. Evil teaching misleads, contaminates, and enfeebles. From his wise father, the young son will get good teaching, but he will also meet deceivers. Those who want to entice him from wisdom's life-enriching way. Those deceivers have broken their covenant relationship with God and his people. They will hate seeing the young son thriving within God's good created order. Instead, they'll want to see the young son join their distorted and damaging lifestyle and become like them, recklessly destructive of themselves and others, immoral and unethical in their vision of life, despising and mocking goodness, valuing and promoting every perversion. These deceivers envy and hate all that is good, beautiful, and true. But their hatred and envy are deceptively masked as virtue. Promoting perversion is called being welcoming. Bigotry is justified as inclusiveness. Grifting and the monetizing of victimhood are rationalized as reparations. Their expensive interventions only enrich themselves. They perpetrate never-ending cycles of dependency, and those whom they indoctrinate, they despise as useful idiots. Being wise in their own eyes, the deceivers mock God's way of wisdom, his works, and his commands. Instead of seeking his truth, they delude themselves that they can construct their own. They trust in the efficacy of their own plots and ploys. But in making crooked what is straight, the deceivers trip themselves up. The book of Proverbs will expand on this in later chapters. Forewarning the young son against deceivers will protect him from the harm that they inflict on others and themselves. But that's not the only danger the young son faces. We'll learn more about that next time in Proverbs 2, verses 16 to 19. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you that your truth cuts through deception. Give us the humility to always seek you first. And give us also the confidence that your word will guide us in choosing wisely and being a blessing to others. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.